I have to tell you, my favorite photograph in this book is from Paul Poche's house, where he has that Mardi Gras costume hanging on the back of his door.
Oh, yes.
Of the Whore of Babylon.
You know? Right. His aunt's dresses.
I thought that you were going to mention the photograph of the bed, which has all this papier-mâché Mardi Gras in it.
Yes.
But that was my favorite quote from one of the subjects of the book. When Paul said, if this bed could talk, we'd have to shoot it.
Exactly.
But Paul Poche's house is just such a wonderful, extraordinary fantasy. And so many others are too, but that one is really.
Oh, but just that costume hanging on the back of the door. Uh-huh. It's made me hang stuff on all my doors at home, actually.
See, it's been
Big influence on New Orleanians, not in creating things necessarily, but in validating particular approaches. For example, the mantelpiece as a shrine.
Oh, altars. The altars
is you find it around the world, but you find it particularly here. And you find it sort of expressed in Richard's photography in such a way that you want to do it yourself. So in San Francisco, where I have a big Victorian mantelpiece of carved wood, I have a New Orleanian-like shrine of bits and pieces and memories and, you know, past and present, because it's bricolage. Another French conception, which is very much ingrained in this place, that it had been in decline for so long, it still to some degree is in decline in different places, that bits and pieces have meaning, and that the memory is carried in these bits and pieces. And it is the assemblage of these bits and pieces, be they a neighborhood, an interior, or a mantelpiece, that I think elegance and decadence conveys to the public.
And celebrates. Mm-hmm. Now, I do have to remind people, well, I know we all know this, that this originally was a pre-Katrina book. So how have things changed? How have these structures and places survived in the years past?
Well, I think one of the things that, of course, no one would have been able to know. I mean, we all knew that there's a threat of hurricanes. There's a long history of that. But you never know when the next one is coming down the pike, and you never know how impactful it's going to be. So in a way, I think Elegance and Decadence is a portrait of New Orleans at a moment in time that was probably the culmination of its pre-Katrina existence. And now we're into the post-Katrina phase. Fortunately, I think for almost everything that's chronicled in Elegance and Decadence, is it did survive pretty much. And I can't speak for people's lives and so forth that were also impacted, but for the physical aspect of the buildings and the streets and so forth, that has survived and come back stronger than ever, particularly, you know, talking about a neighborhood like Bywater in its post-Katrina years. That's really been.
And part of that is because we were looking at the historic city, and the historic city was built on the high ground. And it turned out to be building on the high ground is a good idea.
Of course.
And raising the building off the ground on the high ground is even a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the larger question that I feel of the pre and post Katrina New Orleans, as we display in Elegance and Decadence, and as it continues to be lived today, is what is a culture? Is a culture things? Is a culture necessarily individual people? Cultures survive. They survive things. They survive loss. They survive individuals. They survive death. The mystery is, what is it in a culture that continues? The secret of a culture is that it must draw new people into itself continually, or else it withers. A great culture, an old culture, as I think of New Orleans, she has an old soul. Her old soul attracts new people. It is the dynamism of the old soul and the new people. Last night I was walking along St. Claude Avenue and I saw two white hipsters, one with a guitar case, maybe 22 years old, you know, in a way out of place. In another way, not. That's the continuation of the culture, that it will continue to draw new, and that those people will take the old culture, express it in their way, and that's the continuity. And whether it's a storm or a flood or an earthquake or a fire, if a city can continue to to attract, to preserve the old and to attract the new, then it's alive. I feel New Orleans is alive. I feel it right now. I feel it's on a bounce. It's coming back.
Ah, that's nice to hear, especially from you.